from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Except for north of Cochrane, a big part of our area got some much-needed rainfall over the weekend. MNRF Northeast Region Fire Advisor Shane McCool says it's allowing firefighting crews to keep beating back flames. Some parts that did not get rain did, however, experience lightning. McCool says we can expect new fires as a result, but it can take up to a week to spot them.
So we'll be watching those areas over the next week as they dry out and those fuels become available to burn to see if there are any new lightning fires associated with this storm system.
The rain did reduce the fire hazard in some spots. McCool says that's only temporary. Open constructive dialogue is the plan for a town hall meeting Thursday night dealing with public safety, put together by Timmins Council and the police board. Mayor Michelle Boileau says a moderator will run the meeting to keep it civil, and a uniformed police presence has been requested.
And so we really want this to be a meaningful discussion. There's different ways of expressing your concerns. I just feel like this might be just a more constructive way to do it.
Public input will be considered in the city's safety and well-being plan. The meeting is open from 7 until 9 Thursday at the McIntyre Ballroom. Our complete interview with the mayor is on MyTimmonsNow.com. One feature everyone loves to marvel at every Canada Day will not be happening this July 1st in Timmins. Lacey Rigg of Tourism Timmins says because of the restricted fire zone, there won't be a fireworks display.
We've decided to opt out in order to make sure that we keep our pristine forests safe, and hopefully next year we'll be able to either have fireworks and or a drone show.
All the other usual activities are planned for Hollinger Park between noon and 4. Music, hot dogs, Canada Day cake, bouncy inflatables, and a foam party, all free, compliments of the City, Tourism Timmins, and the Community Park Association. Photographs have been up for discussion in our examination of how things are preserved at the Timmins Museum. Director Curator Karen Bachman says the preferred donation is a hard copy of a photo. That's mainly because of how things happen so quickly and frequently in digital formats.
I mean, we have wonderful things that are all on CD-ROMs. Now we have to reconvert that, so we're constantly reconverting. I like the hard copy simply because when you have a hard copy, it's there and you can digitize it in whichever format that you need to do, and then you still have that piece.
Next week, the conditions under which artifacts are stored. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.